can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 10, 2024, episode 96. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. Birthday girl! Almost, almost.
Happy birthday!
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, but it's not exactly my birthday.
No,
yet.
But we're kind of celebrating. We're kind of, yeah. I mean, it was hard not to get everything already in here to celebrate on the show.
What do you mean? You got stuff in here?
Maybe.
Oh, in that secret closet,
you know what's,
Pandora's
you know what's
box?
Really interesting?
Can you raise me up a dog biscuit, please?
A dog biscuit on the headphones?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
better.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, biscuit. I learned it from you.
Yeah,
okay.
DBs, everybody.
DBs.
Yeah, I used to be able to hide stuff in here, you know. Because
I do come in here.
Well,
I mean, I work in here once a week.
I mean, you're in here, so I couldn't really have stuff laying around. I mean, you know, what if it's bigger than something that fits in the closet?
Right. Here, cheers me. I'm drinking.
Yes. Drink. Cheers. Ooh, clink. We are drinking, ladies and gentlemen. This is our Vow Renewal Champagne.
Champagne.
It's Bouvet Signature.
Mmm.
Mm, yes. It's a Brut. And it has the little RSL Tweety Bird on the top, which is great. When I pour myself some more, everybody will know it. Let me see. Mmm. This is actually not bad.
Yeah, it's very good.
It has a... Oh, what is it? It has a little sweetness to it, mm-hmm. that I kind of like.
Yeah.
Pictures in the show notes, yes. At curryandthekeeper.com. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow will be your birthday.
Yes. And every day.
And that's a big day.
What do you got planned?
What? Plan? I'm talking about plan.
Well, I know you're working. You're working all day.
So I've planned to put you on the birthday list for no agenda.
Well, hey, yeah, hey, I hope I'm on the top of the list.
Top of the list,
not,
of
don't
course.
Don't say my age.
No.
Okay.
No, would not dare do that. No, but you know, I come from a country where birthday celebrations are important, and we typically go around and congratulate the whole family. Congratulations on your mom's birthday.
Yes.
Congratulations on your, on, you know, et cetera, et
like
cetera.
You would congratulate my daughters on my birthday?
Yes, I would. Congratulations with your mom's birthday.
Why are you congratulating them? What did they have to do with my birth?
It's because it's a joyous occasion.
Oh.
Inside the
so
family.
So people should congratulate you too?
Absolutely. Oh. I expect emails. I expect telegrams, all kinds of stuff.
Donations.
A lot of people checked in with some fun donations.
Oh,
and notes today.
That's sweet.
Yeah, for
that's
sure,
sweet.
For sure.
Birthdays used to be really, really huge for me. And as I get older, they're special. They're nice, but they're not as... You have done really a good job of celebrating me on my birthday.
That's what I wanted to hear.
You've surprised me immensely, like many, many years.
As the years go on, it's like, all right, here's a card and here's a gift and a hey-o.
Yeah, and some cake. We got to have cake.
Cake?
Yeah. Oh, what? No cake?
Cake?
No, we don't. We don't need a cake.
Don't we have cake planned for one of these multiple things we're doing this week?
You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to cook. You didn't have to do a thing but fill out a card. That's all you had to do. Order a card.
That's funny because I got all these text messages with pictures of
you got
suggestions.
Two links.
That's
two links.
All. That's all. With suggestions of stuff.
But you don't have to blow up balloons or, you know, or anything like that.
Oh, and so, okay. Well. Oh, well.
But no, so tomorrow night we're going to Friedhelm's. With
which,
Friedhelm's.
Nothing says birthday party like Friedhelm's.
That's okay. I don't. This is fine. We're going with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and Elise is going too. So she finally gets to meet them.
Even though, you know, by the way, I should probably say, because I got a note through email, which is kind of important. Rob, the constitutional lawyer.
Yes.
Says, please, because we have a lot of back and forth about stuff. Mm-hmm. So, please wish Tina a happy 29th birthday.
Oh, I love you, Rob.
She and I are both July babies.
Ooh,
the best babies,
that's
he
right.
says.
Okay. We're rubies.
Rubies? Is that your birthstone?
Yes, we're rubies.
What is my birthstone?
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yes.
Does ruby trump sapphire like rock, hammers, paper, scissors?
I don't know, but it's, you know, red. I have white on my finger, diamonds, and blue. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, there you go.
Well, perfect. That was really nice, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, we're just going to go to Friedhelm's. interesting because we're going to Friedhelm's on Saturday.
You know, people actually come to Fredericksburg looking for Friedhelm's.
I get
emails all the time. Hey, we're coming through Fred. Where's this Friedhelm's place?
It's so good.
How do you spell
it's
that?
It's so old school Bavarian. Yeah, it's so
it
good.
Is, it
but
is,
you can get chicken
is.
Fried steak. You could get, you know, a ribeye or you can get schnitzel.
You can get escargot.
I know.
You can get snails. They scrape them right off 290. Put them on a plate. Good to
with
go.
With your little pumpernickel bread. But I'm going to, yes. Yeah, so we're going there because I want their chocolate cake for dessert because their chocolate cake is yummy.
Off the hook.
Yummy.
Yes. And you can feed a family of four on one piece.
I know.
Basically.
Annette goes, I don't like their chocolate cake. I go,
what do you mean? I shared one with her.
She
ate
not her
half
favorite.
Of it.
It's not her favorite. I said, they have cheesecake and they have apple strudel. So she
was also
gets
good.
Something else.
Also good.
And then, Elise and I are going out to lunch tomorrow. So we're going to do that. And then Friday, we are going to Six Twists for a champagne tasting. So,
this is kind of the birthday celebration.
This is really the birthday celebration. Right. I mean, it's family celebration.
Now, because I heard earlier it was going to be champagne and then someone said caviar?
Yeah, we're
going
to order some caviar.
What?
Yeah.
Glad I saved my Satoshis for this for this evening.
Andrea goes, hey, are we going to get any snacks? Or I go, yeah, we'll hook you up with some caviar.
Some blinis.
Yes. Well, because the champagne tasting, we got that certificate from the Tannenbaum Ball. So...
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So there's seven of us going to the champagne tasting.
For how many people is the champagne?
For eight people, but we have seven.
So we can still, if anyone happens to be in Fred, just give us
single,
a call.
Yeah,
come along. You can tag along.
Join us.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow, this is a cheap year.
I know. You got
no
off
cake,
really cheap.
No cake,
no balloons, a 99-cent card. You're good.
Have you looked at cards recently? There's no such thing as a 99-cent card anymore. That simply does not exist.
I know.
But can I just say...
Yes, baby.
You look as beautiful as the day I met you. You seem to improve every year with age. You just look prettier and prettier. And I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm so happy to be able to celebrate your birthday
with you. It was so funny the other day. Not funny. It was kind of funny, but I was sitting on the couch and you looked at me and you go, you are so cute. Or what did you say? You are so pretty.
Well, I might have said a couple things.
Yeah. But I was like, well, what's going on here? You want something?
Yes, but that's not why I said it. No, because I just look at you. You're beautiful. Like, oh my God, look how lucky I am.
Yeah.
And every morning,
thank you.
We're doing our Bible study and we're doing our independent thing. And sometimes I just look up and say, I love you.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm always inspired by the text. Now,
yes.
As joyous as this occasion is, I'm a little sad today.
Oh no.
In the 90th minute, which is the last minute, the Netherlands lost from the United Kingdom in the semifinals in the Euro. I actually watched the last 15 minutes of the game and it was really sad because it was like, The last seconds of the game, the Brits scored.
Oh.
So I just want, you know.
I did not think you were going to say that. You know what I thought you were going to say? In
what?
The 90th second, I lost the chess game to Willie.
No, actually, I lost my chess game to Willie in 70 minutes. We had the longest games we've ever played. It was really good. And, you know, ultimately, it's all about him then getting up and parading around the place. Willie, you're the worst winner ever. You're the worst winner. And then he's like, I gotta go. Like, oh, I don't even get a rematch? No, I gotta go pay my car insurance. Oh. Okay, all right then. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Are you playing on the chessboard that Brian bought him every time he brings it?
Yeah, which has proverbs on it, which the horse is made ready for the battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Oh, people always walk by like, that's an interesting chessboard.
Yeah.
He always carries that. He carries that huge, because, you know, we had a little portable one before that.
I didn't know that.
It's a big piece of wood.
Yeah. I know.
So, yep. No, I lost. Yep.
Sorry.
What's going on right now is it's very busy. Life is very busy.
Yes.
First of all, we have
another adult
in the house, which has been okay. Because we have the compound and upstairs is the Lido deck.
It's the guest ensuite.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she has her own bathroom.
Yeah.
It's the only room upstairs. So we don't ever see her anymore. Like, and I'm going to insist that she comes down and have dinner with us, like, instead of taking her food up to her room. I think she could, if we're going to cook, she can come down and have dinner with us.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why She gets to just be holed up in there.
Yeah, so. That's right. What are we, a hotel?
Yeah, and what am I, short order cook? Like, hello?
I cooked. I made it.
Oh, yeah, true. You did.
And I am a short order cook. So I'm pretty good at it.
I mean, there's been a little bit of adjustment, but it hasn't been bad at all. But I think the biggest thing was Phoebe.
Phoebe, yes.
Yes. It took Phoebe a good few days to get used to her because she's not used to that much attention. And Phoebe was... She wasn't liking it at first.
No, she's like, rah.
She was snarling. Yeah, yes.
Yes. Well, I think one was just the love growl that was misunderstood, but she definitely snarled and
barked. That growl does not sound like a love growl. It sounds like a back off growl. Yeah. She shows her teeth like,
she is such a force to be reckoned with. But now Elise can sit on her head.
Yeah, and the dog's loves like, Elise
oh,
now.
Oh, but please, here's the problem we have. Do more.
So Elise, I'm sitting on the couch. She goes, oh, I gave her a bone and a treat. I'm like, what? I go, what?
You're sabotaging her weight loss.
She's going to gain her weight back. I said, and then we're going to be right back where we were. And she's like, no, I just, you know, she just really wanted him. I go, the dog eats deer poop. She will eat anything. Then she fessed up that she fed her turkey. And I'm like,
can't do that.
I said, you're going to make her sick. I go, she's going to get sick and then you're going to clean it up.
She will not get sick. This dog can literally eat rocks. In fact, she does eat rocks sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes she picks up a rock outside, whatever it is. Yeah. She won't get sick, but we don't want her to get any heavier.
Yeah.
Because we're 97.8. I'm so excited about her.
We need to get her down to 90.
90 would be good. Yeah. Yes. We got a lot of things going on around the compound here.
Yes,
a lot of work. It's like all of a sudden, for some reason, and I'm not unhappy about it. You know, it's like, well, we'll do this in the fall. We'll do that. And then.
You've really stepped it up too. I really appreciate you because, you know, being the princess that you are, you know.
Do you know that?
You've gotten through a list.
People come up to me at church and say.
I know.
Mike, he says, you're not a princess except in your heart.
I know. Like, well, thanks, and Mike. That reminded me that I'm on one of the shows, you said, you know, I am a princess. You did call yourself a princess.
Yeah, but that was after you called me a princess first.
Yeah.
And so what?
You're very manly now.
What? very manly.
No, but you're getting stuff done.
But, you know, so we had an unsuccessful attempt at cleaning our roof. We have a metal roof, which is this house, which is, it was six years old
in October.
So we bought it from the original owner builder. And he really just didn't do any maintenance.
He didn't take care. Well, he was only here 2.5 years, though.
Yeah, but he didn't maintain the HVACs or anything, really.
No.
And so these metal roofs, while they are fantastic and they'll last you 100 years, if you don't clean it.
They will? They'll last 100 years?
I think they last 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing how, I mean, the wood underneath it will rot before, obviously, because it's metal.
Okay.
And
they'll just rust.
But he had not cleaned it. And so because of, you know, the cedar and the pollen and the dust. It got pretty grimy, and we actually had Mike, the former cop from Kerrville with anger management issues. He was up there. That was not good for his anger management issues.
No.
He didn't have the right stuff.
Plus, he was frying up there like a fried egg.
Yeah. Well, so then he hooked us up with Micah, and Micah is an actual firefighter EMT in Kerrville. And I'm not sure, did he take this week off? Or I don't know. And he's been up there in 95-degree heat.
Oh, gosh.
But it's looking good now.
That's hard work. But you managed that. I appreciate you managing that.
Sure.
You managed our well being fixed. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I'm at the well. And
you're at the well.
Because the... You know, I had to get a new sprinkler thing, but then all the wasps were there. I don't know if we talked about the wasps
or not.
So I wound up beating the wasps. Sorry, wasps. I had my Dawn soap in my squirt bottle.
Andrea said to me, she goes, 4th of July weekend. She said, there was no wasp spray. And I said, don't buy that
wasp
stuff.
Wasp spray? Are you a Texan? What's wrong with you?
Don't buy that stuff. Put some Dawn soap in a spray bottle. Dawn with some water. I said, it takes them right down.
Just so you know.
And it's good for fire ant hills,
fire,
too.
In Texas, everything is solved.
With Dawn soap.
You need to kill some weeds, Dawn soap.
Yes.
You need to kill some fire ants, Dawn soap.
Yeah.
You need to wash your hands, Dawn soap.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawn soap is...
What do you think it's doing everything. To the inside of our body?
It's rotting us. It's rotting us. It's something... It's not good for sure.
No doubt.
And then as I'm installing the new sprinkler timer...
Yes, because we have an irrigation system that's tied to a sprinkler timer.
And that's in the well house. And I turn it on and I see all this water overflowing over the top of the well pump. I'm like, that's not good.
You know what? And I always remember it's the, you know, well service has been on my list for 2 years. And I just remember Mark Hall. Remember when the snow apocalypse came and his pump,
well, yeah,
his it, pump broke. He didn't have water for weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we.
Yeah. So I got hooked up with, I think it's Tosh, I think they're called, and they're family business here. And I call them like, yeah, I can probably make that out there tomorrow, or I'll let you know. And so he didn't come out yesterday, which was tomorrow. And then all of a sudden I get a call. Yay. Hey, it's Daniel.
He called you?
His colleague. Yeah. Oh. It's Daniel over here. You know, Danny or no, another guy. Well, anyway, so yeah, you know, Dennis, it was Daniel called and said, yeah, Dennis is already out there. Got a cracked wellhead. It's all taken care of. I said, it is. He says, yeah, you'll just send me a bill. Yeah, don't worry about that.
And you didn't say how much?
No.
That's what
no.
I said to you. I go,
no.
Because it's so strange. Like, I'm just going to fix it. It'll be $1,000, but it's okay.
I doubt it. This is hill country. You know,
live in one of the most expensive towns.
Yeah, I know, but I'm in the circuit of the good old boys. See, I get the, because I say, yeah, Mike McDonald told me to call you. Oh, okay, all right. You know, I'll take care of you. I take care of yous. No, wait, that's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know, like Paul, you know, Paul was yeah. like, you know, he did rebuild the whole pump on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Came out on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we
got good people.
Yeah.
So I took care of that.
You are taking care of the house.
And then, you know, even though it wasn't exactly, we want to do this in the fall, all of a sudden, another Mike, the tile guy, he's able to come out.
Yeah. It's Diana's husband. Diana leads our Bible study on Thursday and he is like the guy to do.
And he came out and he's cool. He's like, yeah, I'm just a hill country redneck, but I'm pretty good at this. And,
yes.
And he's like, you know, I watch you on MTV. I showed him the Wall of Fame and everything.
Right.
And
he's a nice guy. He's a No Agenda listener too.
No Agenda listener. Nice guy. He's like, yeah, I may have some tile for you, whatever. And so, and I got a glass guy. He brings in the glass guy. The glass guy goes, oh yeah, I remember doing this.
It was
the guy who did it.
Yes,
like, get any better? And he's going to put in the door, which we've had in the garage for 3 years.
I know.
3 years we've had this replacement glass door.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. I didn't even know he existed. And so I'm like, can you fix this? And can you fix this? And I forgot about the cracked window. I got to ask him about the cracked window too.
Oh, have him replace that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're getting. So we have to rip out our whole shower because we have glass tile. And I knew that the glass, it was flaky. Behind it, but underneath the glass.
Typical builder house, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh,
and we saw it when we did the inspection. Well, yeah, I was like, I don't care about that. It'll be fine.
Until we did care.
Oh, and then now there's a science experiment growing under the glass.
A little stuff growing there for sure.
And it's expanding. And I'm like, we got to rip this. And it's not a simple, just rip out the shower. The one wall, like the outside wall is all glass. So they have to remove that glass in addition to the glass shower doors.
It is one of my favorite features of the house. I know you're not fond of it. I love it.
Because I said to Annette, I go, if it was me, I would build a wall and just tile the whole thing.
Because I never close when I'm taking a shower, I never close the thing.
You want Claudia next door to see you?
She doesn't live there anymore. Oh. By the way, you can't see anything from there.
If you're looking, you can.
No.
I remember I was showering one time and Mike McDonald came up and I didn't have it up. And I'm like, oh my God, I had to hide in the corner. Yes. Yeah. I always put it down.
We should put a little toll booth and charge tickets up at the front. Hey,
I don't
come
think
on by.
So they'd be like, give me my refund.
But I don't think so. So, but I love just, you know, like, oh, I can just look out and I see the deer walking by and I don't stand there for hours. You know?
You're
it's
in
like,
the shower forever.
No.
Yes, you are. You stand there and you're contemplating the world while you're listening to a podcast.
Some of my best
you just
work
stand
is
stand there
done.
You're, and your eyes are closed. I'm like, hello.
Some of my best work is done in the shower.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, so we got to rip the whole thing out. And
but it only take a week, they said. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, because then, once they take the glass out, they have to build the temporary wall to put back up so the critters don't come in.
And then we got to save some money.
I know.
Save up some. And we've been, you know, we're so good because we got on our taxes on the quarterly, which was another big thing we had to do this year.
We shaped up our act big time.
We did. We did. We're getting ready to settle in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last two things we need to do, which we're not doing this year.
What? There's more?
Yes. We're not doing them this year. We have to tuck point the chimney and we have to polish our cement floors. And then I think we're good.
Then we're good for a while.
We're good for a while. Oh, hopefully.
It's like
houses are money pits.
We've been here 3 years. We haven't had any major things we've had to do. that I can recall.
So. And then maybe once Bitcoin, never mind about that.
Bitcoin 220, baby, is coming.
It's never going to happen.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Let me see. I had something, because I have a, roof, shower, well, no, I got that. Oh, yeah, we did get
a... You have a list? Adam Curry has a list?
Well, someone's got to carry the show.
Oh, you're going to have to carry it today, yeah.
Jay and Ventura listened to our last show when you were... Jay and Ventura. When you were not feeling so well.
Oh, yes.
And he said, PCR diagnostic voice analysis technology. We have determined, using our finest, he says, Tina is suffering from the bird flu.
Yes.
And if you hear any knocking at the front door, it's the USDA Enforcement Bureau, and they're here to cull the herd. So, just so you know.
Get ready my eye for the swab.
Just so you
know.
For
the swab.
Yeah.
So
I got more, but what are you been up to, girl? What are you working on? What's the deal? What's the latest? What's the scoop? What's the skinny? What's the 411,
I'm heading to Chicago next week, but I'll do the show on Wednesday. Going to go see.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm going to go see my mom and my sister and celebrate my nephew's graduation. So I'm doing that, heading to Chicago.
And
I'm taking them to church.
You're taking Pat to church.
And Ellen and her boyfriend are going to come down to Indiana.
Oh, that's
spend
so
some time
nice.
With me. So that'll be fun. So I've got another trip planned. But we did something very spontaneous, which I'm really...
Well, you did something spontaneous and I had kind of all... So I'm in the car. I'm on the way to go have lunch with Karen and David. And I get a text message, which was weird because I played it. It just plays the voice in the car. Do you have any contact with the Doobie Brothers? This is the weirdest message I've ever gotten. Like, do you have any, well, I interviewed Michael McDonald a long time ago, but do I know anyone who still knows the Doobie Brothers? Are they all still alive? Are all the Doobies with us still?
I don't know.
And I'm like, what's the context of this?
I know. No, you go, no, but I know I'm going to be singing with Michael in heaven. That's what you said. Yeah.
I think he's a believer. What a fool believes. I think he's a believer. So I'm like, no, but I'll definitely be partying with him in heaven one day. But no, I can call around and see if I know anybody. By the way, hashtag fail.
Oh.
No. Who?
I mean, all your contacts are dying, probably.
I mean, I could have called Steve Lees, but that would have been like, hey, Steve, how you doing? By the way, I haven't talked to you in a year. You know, I had contact with the Doobie Brothers. That'd be pretty bad.
But no, but so Annette, I was over at her house on Monday. Monday? Yes, Monday. And so she goes, guess what we're doing? And I said, what? She goes, we booked a trip to Boston. We're going to go see the Doobie Brothers. She goes, we were watching and we saw them on television and we knew all their songs. And we're like, we're going.
Well, of course.
And they're going to see the National Monument too.
Yeah.
Which is a reason. Yes.
This is really the reason
and
I'm
go,
excited.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. She goes, you should come. I go,
Have we talked about the National Monument? Do people know what the National Monument is? It's in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It took 80 years to build and it's the founder's representation of all the cultural beginnings of America.
Yes, yeah.
And
it's the largest granite
In America or the world? In America, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So it's like a double. It's like a double win. So she said, "You want to come?" And I'm like, "Sure." And so you usually don't like to fly. It's not direct, of course. It's because you can't get to Boston direct from San Antonio.
Which seems like you should be able to.
You can't go anywhere direct out of San Antonio. It's not as big.
No, not really.
So anyway, yeah.
It's the National Monument to the Forefathers. I'm going to put the link in the show notes.
Okay.
In Plymouth, Massachusetts. The 81-foot-tall monument was commissioned by the Pilgrim Society. The original concept dates from 1820. They started planning in 1850. The cornerstone was laid in 1859 by the Grand Lodge of Masons. Hello. Masonic Lodge. The monument was completed October 1888 and was dedicated with appropriate ceremonies in 1889. And you've got to see this thing. Let me see if it says if it's the largest ever.
It's really cool because there's so much on it and symbolism that...
It symbolizes the America. Mm-hmm. It really does.
So we're flying out on Monday and we're going to the concert Monday night. And then Tuesday we're going to take a drive to Plymouth, which is about an hour away from where we're staying. And we're going
to. I'm excited to see.
Yes. And then Plymouth is right on the water. So if anybody has any suggestions for a good restaurant.
Because that's where they landed.
Yes.
Plymouth
we can
Rock.
Go and look at that too.
Yeah,
you love a good plaque.
Man, this thing is...
You're a plaque nerd.
Massive plaqueness.
You're a plaque nerd.
Do you know that I parked... Because I was parked in front of the library Because, you know, the chances of actually getting a spot in front of Java Ranch when I go.
You park all the way down that way?
Well, it's...
Across from Market Plots?
No, it's further down. Isn't that the library?
No, the library is right across from Market Plots.
No, it's a little further down. Maybe that's some federal building.
Bookstore.
No, it's not. And I got out, and there's the plaque. There's two plaques, one for... laid for the World War II veterans. And then there's another one, which is, I mean, it was put up in 84, I think, but it's for our forefathers. And I actually stopped and read the plaque.
You're a plaque nerd. You want a plaque when you go to heaven, you're like, I want a plaque and a statue.
No, I don't. Just a plaque. Just a plaque.
You want everybody to smoke you. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, okay. I'll change that. Now we're not doing that anymore. Okay. You can vape in me.
Do I still have to play that song, The Loadout?
Yes, you do. Okay. Yeah, the song's The Loadout.
And I have to do a slideshow?
It's The Loadout.
And a slideshow?
You can.
Okay.
You can. Who says I'm going to die before you? This always astounds me.
This is true.
It always astounds me.
But no, anytime we go on vacation or if we're walking somewhere and there's a plaque, we have to stop and read the plaque.
You know, if a plaque was worth placing, it's worth reading the way I see it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm a plaque nerd.
I am a plaque nerd.
You are.
So I'm very excited. And then we're going to go see the Doobies. It doesn't seem to be very full yet, the stadium. So hopefully, which is Xfinity Theater, I believe.
Yeah.
So I hope that they don't cancel it.
We'll get our money back. We'll still go.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see that and be with the Pastor Jimmy Damon. Yeah. Always fun.
We travel well with them too. There's very few people we can travel with and we can travel with them.
Always.
So that's our, so that was kind of a spontaneous adventure.
So Tina's like, well, you literally said, no, before I said, I'll be with Michael McDonald jamming in heaven. You said, we only live once. Let's go. Let's be spontaneous. Like, do we have enough travel every single month?
I know.
I haven't done a Boostergram ball in half a year. I have no time to do anything else. But
you have this coming Saturday.
I do podcast. What do you mean this coming Saturday?
This on the 13th you can do Boostergram ball.
What are you talking about?
13th Saturday.
Yeah, what? I'm sure you've
got dinner plans. You can do it. You can squeeze it in.
Yeah, on my day off, please go ahead, do some podcasts.
I know. So between so we're going.
Yeah, it's always like, I've lost track, honestly. And I'm just like, what do we have tomorrow? I can't even put it in my calendar anymore. It's like, well, we have a dinner with this and dinner with that. And we do this and we're going to this. And then we have the tacos and tanat and whatever.
What did you call it earlier? Are we going to
tacos and taquitas? Captain and Tanat.
We're going to Augusta Vin at the end of the month. It's tacos and Tanat. And he's like, are we going to tacos and taquitas tomorrow? I'm like,
I don't know what we're doing anymore.
No, but
I've given up. I just get up in the morning and I know if I have a show and everything else is just up in the air. Do I need a shirt?
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Without spots?
Without spots.
Yeah, no, right. Let's see. So no, I go to Chicago next week. So you're next weekend. So you're free all next weekend.
Anyway, I will say, I do feel incredibly blessed that we have such a wonderful social calendar
and
people to hang out with. Like last night we were with Susie and John Bernard at their house.
Yeah.
These are two of the most wonderful people.
They're so lovely.
And
we have good conversations with them too.
Oh yeah. It's always fun how we'll talk about everything from politics, but always like, and we're at God.
Yes.
And we wind the evening up always talking about God and scripture.
And they have such a lovely story too, because they got married. Yeah. They got married later in life that like us, you know, so it's nice. And for Susie's the second marriage. I don't know. Second marriage.
Second.
For John.
Yeah. John yeah. Second or third.
I don't know. Huh. But
he comes from I think he was 18 children in his family.
I don't think there's that many.
on the wrong side of the highway in Louisiana.
Yeah, they're just lovely, lovely, lovely people. Yeah. We had such a nice time, and we also got to see Julianne and Mark, the blood diamond dealers.
Yeah, yes, the ivory importers and blood diamond dealers, and they took us to what used to be Ollie and Helga. What was it called?
Emma and Ollie.
What was it called?
Emma and Ollie.
Okay.
It was a restaurant that abruptly closed.
Just disappeared for some reason.
Yeah.
And now, what's it called now?
The Demona? It's a Mediterranean.
Very good. Not just Mediterranean. It's Moroccan.
Oh, we have plans with them on the 5th, too.
Of course. Why don't I just give you my calendar and you just fill it in?
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds easier.
Yeah.
And it was good because they're new grandparents. And so
they're young grandparents, too.
They are. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous. Young. I know. The little granddaughter, her name is Tate. So cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute kid.
Yeah. So it was fun.
It was nice to reconnect with them.
Yeah. We haven't seen them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably a year almost. If I think about it.
It's been a while.
It was July 4th when we saw them at Picolina's.
Oh.
By the way, if you're listening to the show, take notes because all these places we mentioned are places you need to visit when you come to Fredericksburg.
Because we don't go to just any shabby places. We go to nice places.
There are no shabby places.
Like Friedhelm's.
Friedhelm's is the bomb and it's kind of a secret and I don't want everybody to know about it because they'll start raising their prices. They're going to catch on. Hey, we got something going.
And the wine pours, it's like a 9-ounce wine pour. Yeah. Like, you can get your drink on there.
For $9.
For $9.
Yeah, which is about $5 less than anywhere else in town.
Yeah. We love our little town.
It is a good town.
It is.
It is a good town.
We love our little town. It's I'm taking Elise out for lunch tomorrow for my birthday.
You're taking Elise out for your birthday?
Yeah. And we're going to go to the Hill Country Herb Garden, which is really, I've been there a million times. Yeah, it's good.
So we were with the Bernards.
Yes.
Le Bernards. And John's a real estate guy. He's also done a lot of restaurants and stuff. And I've had this vision for quite a while now that I want to bring worship music, Christian bands to Fredericksburg to change the type of people who come to Fredericksburg or at least give some guidance. And I keep seeing this 2,000 seat venue. And I was talking about it with him and Lojack. Larry Jack Lojack when we went to Club Charles and they were like serious about it. So I brought it up again with John. He said, no, this is a good idea. And so I've come up with a name called the Upper Room.
Yes.
2000 seater.
There's an Upper Room in Dallas though. Did you research that?
Well, there's a Bridge Church in Virginia.
Oh, true. Yes.
It's like, there's more dogs named Phoebe, I'm sure.
Oh, there is.
But no wives named Tina like you. Mm-mm. They broke the mold, babe.
Oh, Sherry told me today when I was with Annette, and Sherry, this is the woman that's helping Annette with some stuff in her home. And she goes, I think she said her sister's name was Tina. She said, you're the only other Tina that I know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, there seems to be a very interesting correlation between work that the Pruitts are doing in their home and work that starts to happen in our house. Pastor Jimmy and I discuss this from time to time. Like, bro, what's going on? Because all of a sudden, like, something has to happen here. Like, there's a new faucet that has to come in.
We did not get new faucets. No.
I'm like,
no.
What is happening? He's like,
no.
So we go,
I know this is happening on their vacation too. They have all people in their house getting their bathroom done.
And the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. But, no, our tile, the bathroom is a science experiment. It's not, it has nothing to do with just, I want something new. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just all. We had to do it. I mean, it looks janky. It really looks like 1960s. And people lived in it from the 1960s.
Yeah,
anyway, so I'm very excited about this project because.
Yes.
I mean, and everyone we talked, and he's like, okay, Monsieur Curie, because he has that Louisiana thing, speaks French. We have to go see the old Germans now.
Yes.
Nothing happens in this town without talking to the old Germans. We go talk to the old Germans. You parlay some German with them. It'll be all good. And they're like, we can get this done. They can get it financed and bring it on. Mercy Me. First band I want here.
I would love it.
First band to play in Fredericksburg.
I would love it. I wonder if they would agree to do it.
And I want to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. Thursday night discount for residents.
You got it all planned out.
Yeah.
You need to get the permit to start. You need to buy the property. You need to get invested. Need to write the business plan.
Yeah. I'm not buying no property, nowhere, no
I'm
whatsoever.
Not buying no I'm not, property.
No property, nowhere, not so ever. No, this, no, they know how to do this stuff.
That's why you need to talk to Robert and Marissa.
Yeah. No, we've got all the people. We've got all the people.
We can make this happen. Yeah. And then we're going to get all VIP tickets to every concert.
Oh, yeah. Backstage, side stage, under the stage.
It's going to be the point where I'm like, I'm too tired. I'm not going.
Do I really have to meet Lauren Daigle again?
Come on.
Please. And then Michael McDonald will come out and do a whole bunch of Christian songs.
All right.
Yeah. So it's already in the cards.
That's nice.
It's
That's
in the
nice.
Cards.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, of course, Pastor Jimmy and Damon are on vacation. They have vacation is a big word, but they are taking their month off for July. Man, I wish I could do that.
Me too. I'm taking a month off from volunteering.
I wish I could take a whole month off. Anyway, that's the plight of the podcaster. No, it's okay. It's, you know.
You would miss it. What would you do?
Podcast. I do Boost the Grand Ball.
Yeah.
But Pastor Brian took over.
Oh, he's so good.
Man, that guy also knows how to nail it, doesn't he?
So
completely
good.
Different from Jimmy. Completely, completely different.
A wonderful compliment for sure.
And he had a challenge for everybody, and which was really, I wish I had all the slides he had, but he says people who say they're Christian and go to church and, you know, fill up with $5 worth of Jesus on Sunday, you know, compared to people who are in the Word every single day, it's like 60% less alcoholism, 70% less marital problems. The statistics are unbelievable from a survey of like 40,000
Christians. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we had a challenge, you know, for the 4x4, which is
one proverb, one psalm, one gospel, and a reading of your choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that, and it's been fantastic.
Well, I looked at you in church. I'm like, amateurs.
I know, really. We're doing two times that, man. But it really is, if you do it every single day, because we've been through all kinds of, there's always trials and stuff in life, and we've had some stuff going on. And
we've had some recent challenges for sure, which has really only, fortified our faith.
But how are we handling it together?
Really well.
Amazing.
Really, really well. Yes.
Yeah.
Because Christ is in the center of our marriage. Yeah.
And if I can say, especially you.
Yeah.
You're very calm and collected, and you've got your thoughts together.
Yeah. My heart was a little bruised, a little tender.
Yeah. By the way, it had nothing to do with me. Nothing.
And you know what? It was when I went over to Annette's on Monday and I just looked at her and I just started to cry, and she's like, come with me. And so we went into Pastor Jimmy's office, and it's just so calming to talk to them both. It really, really helped me a lot. And so, but yes. And then I came home and you and I were sitting in the studio talking, and we're just,
And I was just sitting like, look at us, you know, we're not spun up about it. You know, it's thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It's just good. It's good. I wish everybody could have this.
And being in the Word, I'm telling you, it makes all the difference. And so I finished reading that book. I think it's called What God Really Wants.
Yeah.
I finished that. And so I started.
What God Wants. I looked at it.
Oh, What God Wants. So then I have people have sent us so many books, and I have them in my bookshelf. And so when I finish one book, I go and I pick another. And so I decided to pick out this book that Brett Shivers sent us.
Oh.
And he sent.
He sent it
a while ago. He sent it a year ago, September. And it's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It is. I love this book if you haven't read it. And it basically talks about, and I'm almost halfway through, but basically talking about how we just hurry in our life from one thing to another and one thing to another. And it speaks to basically what Pastor Brian was saying too, and how now he's saying, you know, we need to emulate Jesus. When you think about when we watch The Chosen, I mean, you didn't see Jesus getting all riled up and jumping from thing to thing to thing. And he was talking about in this book, he's talking about how when Lazarus had died and Jesus was going to Lazarus, and on his way, the woman touched, well, at least this is in the Bible. I don't think it is in the church.
The hem of his tunic.
And so it's like, and he stops and he's present. And that's what this book is about. Like I said, I'm not even halfway through it, but yeah. And he had said, he had an interesting statistic, and I couldn't believe this. Of course I haven't tagged it, but he said that people.
It's a giveaway. I can't pour any more champagne through this bird thing.
Can you just take that out and pour it?
No, I like that.
Oh, you like it?
I like the bird thing.
But he was saying like hurry and love are incompatible. You cannot do that. Mm. And he also cited in here that people pick up their phone on average 2,600 times a day.
How about that?
Yes. And that, you know, we're just bouncing around from one thing to another, to another, to another. Mm-hmm. So to your point about getting up in the morning and we're reading, we're in the Word, that is just no distraction. Granted, I'm sometimes answering texts that come through.
You sent me a link the other morning that came in before anything else, Conservative yes. Treehouse. I'm like, I don't want to look at it.
Because I was laying in bed, and because I have to wait a little bit before I can get up and have coffee now for my thyroid medication. And so I look at my emails real quick, and I'm like, oh, send this off.
See, I don't even do that. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want, because I know I'll get sucked in.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be.
I'm disciplined. I can get out of it.
That's hard for me. I need to be fortified. I need to have everything. I need to get my stuff going.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, whatever I'm reading is applicable to that day, applicable to what's happening in the world. It's unbelievable how, and I'll just do needle drop.
Yeah.
Like with this 4x4, like brr, this.
Oh, you do that. Brr, no, I don't. This is how. See, reading this book.
Yeah.
So he referenced John 15, which is about the vine. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it down. I'm like, that's going to be my reading today.
So you read
today.
John 15.
Yes,
sure,
I read. Sure. Yes. Sure. But yes, so I started from Psalm 1, Proverb 1.
It's like I needle dropped on Proverb 31 this morning. I'm like, oh
trad wife.
That's my trad wife. Proverb 31 wife. Yeah. More valuable than gemstones. Absolutely.
That's why you said, oh, my Proverb 31 wife. That's why you said that this morning.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. That's just, and for, oh man, for anybody, but I think men especially, because Sir Patrick, what?
I just remembered I got to do something.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry, sir.
Write it down or something. So Patrick Colville sent me a picture. He says, I finally, you know, he's just re-engaging with his faith. And he sent me a picture. I got the Founder's Bible.
Oh, cool.
And I got to tell you, it doesn't matter where you land, even if you start. And I'm in Leviticus now in my cover to cover.
Tough. Leviticus.
But then all of a sudden you get like these 3 or 5 pages about George Washington. Yeah, or
you said that on the last show.
Sorry, I'm repeating myself, but it happened again today. And it's always something new. I'm like, oh, I had no idea. I know I'm repeating myself.
Yeah, you are.
but I'm just saying, please get the Founder's Bible.
Because you're not only learning about the Bible, but you're learning about the connection
about
to
America,
our history.
Yes. Our history. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Get the everything in our country. It's amazing how far we've strayed.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
But really not that far because if you just look around, you're like, oh, this is all connected.
Yeah.
So I will just keep promoting this, Founder's Bible.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy a Bible, get a Founder's Bible. I need a portable Bible, by the way. And I want a New American Standard Bible because I really
like
that.
We have a million Bibles on the,
I want one that's, you know,
portable, you mean
that I can carry, put in my bag or whatever.
Cause you took the big one too.
I took the Founder's Bible on my trip. Like, this is pretty heavy. But I kind of like this. And you know who had Jake, when he came to stay with us, he had a NASB, New American Standard Bible translation. I like this translation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just in my Bible. Okay. I haven't.
Yeah.
You want to do the God Shot? You're doing God Shot this week.
What?
Yeah. Hit it.
What?
Wait. We talked about this.
It's time for Tina's
featuring Adam Curry.
He's subbing in for today.
Yes. appearing in the role tonight of Tina Curry is Adam Curry, understudy.
Yes.
So I've been working on this project, which is called Lift a Thousand Voices. Yes. It's a podcast project. And I met this guy, Gordon, through the conference that we went to, the Spark Media Conference. And we've been talking for several months about getting this up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting all too deep in it, you know, we were basically at the point where today we are going to do our negotiation. And, you know, because there's LLC and I'm bringing Dave into it. And, you know, so we have to, you know, you're basically agreeing on a partnership. And he already has customers, and so it's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that had to be discussed, and we were going to do it on Monday or Tuesday, but then he lives in Houston and his power went out, so I'm like, you know, we need to do this on Zoom, we need to do this calm. And it was actually kind of good because I was looking, because I'd read in my Founder's Bible, I had read how so many things, you know, like laws and all these different things all come from the Bible, including contract negotiations. So I started looking up what scripture relates to contract negotiations. And there's, you know, the workers in the vineyard, and there's, you know, there's different parables. And then something pops up, which I just took note of and I wrote it down because Gordon's also a believer, and we actually start off every single if we're going to talk about it, we start off, we pray before we start the meeting, yeah. which I've talked about before. It's kind of cool. And so what pops up is Ruth.
Oh,
and we had just been reading.
We're reading Ruth.
We've been reading Ruth. It's only four chapters in Ruth.
We've read three. We've read
so, three. But in Ruth 4:7, there's this line. Now, this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning the redemption and exchange of land to confirm any matter. A man removed his sandal and gave it to another, and this was the manner of attestation in Israel. So that's what they would do. They would exchange sandal, one sandal. And
so they'd have one foot with no shoe on it?
No, you exchange sandals. Oh. So that kind of, that's a, like a covenant. It kind of seals the deal. And I just took note of that. I wrote down a couple of different things like, okay, you know, what is fair and just how you, from a biblical standpoint, how do I approach this negotiation so that we both feel good and we're fair about it. And it actually went completely perfectly. All the things we both wanted to have come out of this came out of it. And then I said, you know, I actually looked at a couple of things and, you know, it was kind of interesting how Ruth popped up for me with the sandal exchange. And Tina and I had just been reading Ruth, and he looks at me and says, when we got married, we exchanged sandals. His wife, Cindy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what? Are you kidding me now?
Wow.
Yeah.
And my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a download from God.
Big time.
Holy
and
smokes.
So when that happened, you know, we're on a good track here.
This is really
a good,
cool.
It was hard for me not to tell you this today, by the way. I kept it for the God shot.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool.
Isn't that amazing? And Ruth is like, you know, Ruth, I'll be honest, you kind of thumb right by it because it's like it's three pages or whatever. You're like, oh, just missed it.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to read the fourth one tonight with you because we'd only done three.
Yes.
And this fourth one popped up and just like, but he looks at me and said, we take Ruth very seriously here. We actually exchange sandals on as a part of our wedding vows.
Wow. You know, to me, when I hear something like that, you know, because it's been kind of a tough week. It's been a tough week for both of us. And like I said, in no way, shape or form has our faith wavered at all.
No.
But you get a little beaten up and then you get this message from God, like, hello, I'm right here.
I have never left you.
I am right here.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's awesome. Good job. A++.
Hey, God shot success.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Yes, quite a number of Corksuckers today, actually.
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
What did you say?
Wait, what did you say? Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
We love our Corksuckers, members of Vineyard Nation, our Sam and Yays. Thank you for sending out the newsletter to remind everybody that it was your birthday, which is always good because people sending cards and notes and also value for value, sending value back for the value we provide, which you can do by going to curryandthekeeper.com. The P.O. Box has been a little sparse.
There's cobwebs in it. What are you talking about, sparse?
We love getting stuff in the P.O. Box, just, you know, books and all kinds of different things. So that hasn't really been a lot lately. Of course, it's the summer month, so, you know, things do slow down a bit in value for value land. People are doing other things on vacation. No. I mean, hey. But we did get quite a number of nice boosts and PayPals, because that's the idea. You can contribute with time, talent, treasure, like Craig Weinberg, who has awakened the Lazarus of the show, and he came
the
back.
Lazarus of the show.
And he came back.
He came back to life.
And he started giving us artwork again, which we so appreciate. These are all important things. Just tell someone about the show. And you know, you can do it by, well, we prefer that you use a modern podcast app. Fountain is a great one because you can earn Bitcoin, Satoshis while you're listening to other podcasts. You can then turn around and send it to any podcast you want. We prefer Curry and the Keeper, I'm just saying. But it also keeps the independent. When you send a boost, just as a reminder, you're actually supporting the whole infrastructure. You're supporting Podcast Index. You're supporting the app developers because all of that gets split and and divided amongst everybody. It's a unique, unique way of supporting all of podcasting. And we kick it off with our top producer. We have a couple of executive producers. $55.10, double nickels on the dime, as it's known, from David Wicker and his entire family.
David and Jules and their beautiful daughters and Greta, the three-legged dog.
That's a handsome family, by the way.
And they're just very so full of family. Love and joy and Jesus.
He said, he sent me an email. Do I know you well enough to get your cell phone number? I said, yes. Don't you dare be sending me stories and text messages. I want to keep that clean. So text messages for things you need to say. So we're now at we have each other's cell phone number level.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's where we're at now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
So they have a message.
Aww.
In the evening.
In the evening.
In the evening.
little slow at the rat hole there,
Johnny. Birthday to our friend Tina.
Aww.
We love listening to Curry and the Keeper while driving through northern Idaho. Way to tough it out.
No kidding.
We are all only as old as we feel / act, and you are such a lovely, vibrant lady, a true Proverbs 31 wife / lady. We love you. And KTLD, he says.
Thank you, David and Jules.
Then coming in with $50 also on the PayPal, we have the Young family, Karen, David, Boone, and Bella.
I have a little
message.
And
you have a note from them, I believe. Yes.
My response to her was, Karen, double exclamation point, happy birthday donation from Boone and Bella Young.
Hmm.
No note, just to show you love on your birthday. We love you and appreciate you. May God bless you on your special day. Now, Boone is my boyfriend. I haven't seen my boyfriend lately.
Yes, yes. So it's from Boone and Bella?
Yes, it's from Boone and Bella Young.
All right.
Yes. And you know what? And Bella's warmed up to me too since I watched her that day, but I haven't seen them lately. But I am going to their birthday party in August though.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. Well,
yes, I'm going to buy them a drum set.
Excellent. And buy some kind of horn for Bella. More noisemakers for the kids. The great idea. Great idea. Great idea. That's almost like John C. Dvorak level idea. How can I pester the parents?
I would never do that.
A drum kit, a tambourine.
That's torture.
Like, one of those noisemakers. Great idea. I love it. Then coming in with 77,777 Satoshis.
Wow.
The one and only Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Really? Really, bro? Hey, kids. Another great installment of Curry and the Keeper. Love you both, and we're looking forward to somebody's birthday celebrations. KTLD and KYBO.
A couple weeks ago, Hold on.
Don't talk over the jingle. Yes. Yes.
Jeez.
Don't talk over the jingle.
All right, man.
Keep the lid down. Keep your buckets overflowing. Okay. KTLD, KYBO. Yes.
Got it. No, yes. This was a couple weeks ago, and Annette goes, yeah. Jimmy told me he listened to your show already. Like, we're supposed to listen to it together.
Thank
you, Pastor Jimmy and Dean.
Then we have $25 associate executive producer for Doug Doge.
Oh.
I don't know a Doug Doge. I think Doug Doge needs to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
Wow.
And he says, happy birthday, Tina.
Well, thank you, Doug.
And another associate executive producer, Daniel Williams. Do we know a Daniel Williams?
I
don't think so.
Don't know a Daniel.
Decanting Daniel Williams.
You've been decanted.
Also $25. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's so kind.
And $15 from Dame Christina Pearl and Sir Robert Charles, who say happy birthday, Tina, from the Hoosier State.
Thank you. Your old stomping
grounds.
And I want to thank Christina on the show, too. She sent me a beautiful bracelet.
Yeah.
She's like, you're supposed to open your birthday presents on your birthday. And I'm like, I can't help it. Although Ellen sent her birthday gift and I didn't open it.
Tina's like, well, we're at gift exchanging level in our friendship. I like this.
I know.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
it's
bracelet.
Lovely. Thank
you. It was one that you guys have been looking at when she was here, wasn't it? Didn't you guys go to that store?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the number. I'm like 1422. It's 7-11 times two. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at like 7-11 from both of them.
9,000 Satoshis from Comicstrip Blogger, who is back. And hey, he says, CSB.LOL, that's his website. Oh. And he ends it with kurwa.
What does that mean?
Polish for something.
I got to do that. CSB.LOL.
Yeah, he's got all his cartoons. He's the comic strip blogger.
Look at that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's back.
The first one is, does size matter?
That's CSB and for you.
It says, so does size really matter to you? Well, it depends. Are we talking about their bank account?
He is a fun dude. That's I've known cool. him longer than almost anybody in my life at this point.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
And it's nice to have him back because
at a certain point
he's like, well, this is too much Jesus for me. I know, listen, no more.
We have Jesus, but we have a lot more other stuff, though.
Well, I'm thinking, you
know, like your plaque nerd.
I don't know. I'm thinking comic strip bloggers getting interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Yeah. He's my AI contact.
Yes, I know.
Yes. He's all in on AI.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting number, 7,117. So 7117 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
He says, happy birthday, Tina. Your gift is in the mail.
I told him why. Why?
You could have made it on time, Brian, but okay.
Yeah, Brian, whatever.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be funny or not, so I checked with my sources spanning 12 time zones, and they all liked it.
How many time zones?
12. I don't know. Are they even 12 time zones?
I don't even know.
Adam, for your birthday, I'm sending you a football helmet to protect you while you're sleeping. Yes, thank you. Tina does tend to punch me in the nose. And thanks, Tina, for reminding me about the traumatizing game Bloody Mary. We used to play that in school, and I'd always run out of the bathroom screaming like a naked lady. In the evening, y'all.
So he sends me the screenshot. He goes, I should have sent this for you for your birthday. Look at this. It's a sweatshirt.
Oh, that's horrible. A bloody,
but I'm fine.
Yeah, with all kinds of blood on it. All right. That's actually pretty funny.
Anyway, thank you, Brian. You're very sweet. I appreciate you.
5,000 sats from the OG, Sam and Yay. He says, happy birthday, Tina.
Michael.
I am still waiting for Adam to email me back regarding what color Bentley I should be buying you as a gift. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I clearly fell short on that. And 33333 from Sir Brian with I, he comes back in.
What?
You better not stop doing the newsletter. We like the foreshadowing and Easter eggs and guessing about cryptic messages and pictures of Phoebe. And speaking of the newsletter, on the last episode, you said that someone reminds you every week to do the newsletter, but that you weren't going to say his name on the show. Oh. I was just curious who that person was, but you can text me his name. I'd like to reach out to him and say thank you.
That would be him.
That would be him.
He reminds me every week. And then Dame Christina Pearl, I'm not big on Oxford commas. Have we talked about this?
Do it again.
What is an Oxford comma? So like if you list like the ball, comma, the bat, comma, and the bases, I don't usually put the comma before the word and. So I'll put the ball, comma.
Oh, she does?
Yes. That's an Oxford comma. And I just don't write that way. And you don't have to put an Oxford comma in there. So she's always like, you need to put your Oxford commas in there. So she's like the Oxford comma Nazi. Hey, listen,
we don't tell you how to wave goodbye to the passengers when they're deplaning, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
She's going to hate us for that. That must be the most hated Saturday Night Live skit from all flight attendants.
I can't stand these people.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Get out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yes, you especially. Bye-bye. She's a good source of aviation info, though.
She's awesome.
Yes. She's
her
like,
and her Oxford commas, though. Let me tell you.
And she's like a sister. I can
mess
around with her.
Oh my gosh, she could be an Alanis sister for sure.
Yeah. 500 sats from John's Creek Studios, and he wants you to know the newsletter is one of my favorite reads of the week. It needs to keep going.
Okay.
Two. Check out my weekly Value for Value music show, M2H2, Mountain Music Half Hour.
Oh, nice. I will.
Check it out on Fountain.
I will.
Mountain Music Half Hour. And that's it. Those are your congratulations,
you.
Your birthday wishes.
You know, and I think the Boulder Dash Boys, they have a podcast too. And Craig
that's
is
beer,
going to...
Beer, bourbon, and Boulder Dash?
Yes, and yeah. Craig is going to be on it.
Oh, really?
So I need some more Satoshis in my wallet so I can boost them.
are you saying something?
You like, yes, you need to load me up over here, baby. Like, load my wallet. Load
you. Are you flatlining on your sats? You
load me up. Yes.
Do you have anything left or is it done? Are you toast?
I have about, let's see, I'll tell you how many I have. My wallet.
You use fountain, right?
Yes, I only have 14,000 sats, which is about, what, $5?
Now, do you stream per minute as well?
Yes. I haven't earned anything lately.
No, but I mean, do you stream sats to the podcast per minute or only boosts?
When I'm listening to it, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But what do you have it set at?
I don't know.
I stream 200 sats a minute.
You win the internet.
There you go. Correct.
I didn't know you could set that.
Yes. Now, I got to talk to Oscar. I just had a whole meeting with Oscar. Okay. I got to tell him that.
But anyway, I need more Satoshis because my friend Peggy was on the interview and I should have boosted it. Fun fact. Did you know?
Yes, of course I did. Next. Of course I know everything.
No, you don't. No. You don't know this. Mm. That when I write the newsletter, I usually try to write it Tuesday morning after my Bible. So what are you looking at?
This is what producers do. I'm already 5 minutes ahead.
I'm like, you're not listening to me. You're reading something.
I am listening and I'm, dude, do you have any idea how hard it is to produce a podcast?
You make it look so easy.
Thank you. All right.
It's so hard to do podcasting.
Yes. It's a grind.
No, I was going to tell you that I write the newsletter and then I schedule it and I always schedule it to be sent out at 3:33 PM.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Yes,
oh, that's
I do.
Cool. I
yes.
like that. By the way, when you boost us, if you're going to give us value, we love the PayPal is fine, but boosting is great. First of all, boosting is loving. But also it puts us in the fountain top 10. When we're in the fountain top 10, a lot of people are exposed to the show and then they'll listen to the show.
Now, have we been, I'm not on Twitter.
I don't know if we made it last
I don't ever.
But we're usually in the top 10.
Are we?
Yeah. Not always episodes, but the show itself.
I've been really good. I haven't been on Twitter for how long? Although during the debate, goodness. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to know what Twitter's saying. And you hand me your phone.
Go ahead.
I didn't go on my account. I just went.
It was fun to watch you do it. Like,
search. Yeah, we're just looking to see what people were saying. So,
very good at that. Very good. You truly are one of my most valued producers.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. Like John?
No, you have a whole different.
Oh, you mean when I send you stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. You always send me things that I don't have.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And then, you do know how to navigate. I see Twitter, it's just an inbox. And we're like, okay, what's the
No,
inbox?
No, no. I'm not going to send you. And I will time code something.
But I mean, it just watching how you do Twitter, it was like, wow.
Well, I don't do Twitter anymore, babe.
And you know what? You're missing nothing.
I don't care.
It's trash.
I'm on YouTube more because I watch the YouTube shorts. Like I watch shorts of different news segments.
Do you ever get sucked into the YouTube hole? Like,
no.
Oh, look at that click. Look at that. Oh, this is good. Click or look at
no.
See, that's what happened when on the off chance, like on Mondays, which is my, I'm trying to kind of make that.
You were
my,
watching
my
the
Sabbath.
Planes landing. I'm like, it's my Sabbath. You go, it's my Sabbath today.
I've been watching plane crashes and plane landings.
I'm like, that sounds like
emergency landings.
Doesn't Pastor Jimmy watch like car crashes or something?
He watches Russian dash cam crashes. Yeah.
Gene watches like bears and tigers in people's homes.
So you always ask, do you talk to Gene? So I talk to Gene a lot, but on Signal. So he'll send me a picture. I got to tell you what this is. And it's a picture of, I think it was Friedhelms. So he's outside of Friedhelms.
Here in Fredericksburg?
Yes. There's a bus, right? And so you see a picture of a bus, but it's taken from another bus. And you see this bus across the street. And he says, I'm driving my truck simulator through your neck of the woods. Oh. He literally that's one of his favorite games is a truck simulator. And so he's driving a truck
goodness.
And he drives it past Friedhelms. And I said, oh, park out front of our house. He said, no, I'm already in Arizona.
Oh. That is so weird.
It's super weird. I mean, flight simulator. Okay. But truck simulator? Oh, I love trucking. I love trucking across the country.
So are you like trying to fly the plane in the
No, 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 no. I'm just watching. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I canceled my most recent. I went through the Google Play Store I cancel the number of things like, no, what is this? I still have an X-Plane subscription, which is a flight. Yeah. So I'm like, no, no. I canceled the, like, some extra weather radar thing I had, which I never look at. I kind of went through
it
all.
Does it come up when it says it's ready to expire? Do you want to renew?
That's why I saw it. And I'm like, let me go in and see what else I have. And that was probably $25 a month of stuff that I just don't look at anymore. Yeah, I'm like, get rid of that.
Wow.
Hey. You know?
It's about time.
We're getting close to retiring age. Got to pare it back a little bit. You know, I got a shower to pay for.
Our 401k took a hit. Dang. No,
your 401k, you're the one with
I'm looking at your screen right over there. It took a hit. Our 401k.
Oh, you mean the Bitcoin screen?
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Because Annette was like, I don't do Bitcoin. I go, that's our 401k, okay?
I thought she did. I thought they were.
I don't think so. No. That's not no. Whatever. Oh. I just reiterated. That's our retirement.
Yes.
I need to get the Social Security thing taken care of, too.
Well, as of tomorrow, you're eligible.
Yes.
You're going to go in on the early plan, right? Give it to me now.
Yeah. Because there's not going to be any left in probably 6 or 7 years.
Well, by the time you're 66 or was it 67?
67.
You know, the dollar will have devalued by...
It'll be like 25 cents.
Exactly.
25 cents.
Hey, now.
It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The question of the
week. I'd like to sing to it, but I can't sing.
Yeah, you can. Harmony.
The question of the week.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. Don't do that.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah, let's not do that. Just calm down. Calm down on that side of the desk. Question of the week, everybody. Tina knows what it is, so she already has her answer. It puts me on the spot, so I'm always excited. See how I can screw up my answer. What do you got?
I don't think I've asked you this question
before. I already don't like it.
I'm not sure.
I already don't like it.
What do I do that makes you anxious?
Oh, easy. Easy, easy, easy peasy. You go first.
This is really terrible because it's my need to control things. It's like when you don't get through the to-do list that I put down on you and I constantly remind you, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? That makes me anxious when I feel like things like with the KNC beef order, I was like, did you hear from him? Did you hear from him? It makes me anxious because I don't get confirmation because it's my to-do list it's your honey-do list.
Really?
That's what makes me a little bit anxious.
I've been pretty good about the honey-do list.
Yeah, you've been great. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit great.
You're good.
Well, what makes me anxious is in the morning, I'll say, good morning. First, good morning, Holy Spirit. I love you. And I can tell by your answer at that moment exactly how you feel. Something's off. Something's wrong. And then I'll say, are you okay? And you'll be like, yeah, I'm fine. And my anxiety level goes up.
Really?
Oh my God. You have no idea.
If
you're out of sorts, I am very out of sorts.
Oh.
If you're upset about something, I am not happy. I'm just anxious because
don't want it to set your day. Like I remember when I had teenagers in the house and one of them would wake up and it wasn't like a pleasant experience. It would set the whole energy. Is that what happens?
No, it's not. No, because it used to be much, much worse, but now I can just pray and I'll pray that.
Oh, anxiousness used to be much worse.
If you're like that, if there's something bothering you, I get anxious.
Oh.
And I'm able to lift myself and hopefully you out of it through prayer.
I've been pretty happy. I mean, not this week.
Let's not kid each other here. Please. I mean, you will say, yeah, I'm all right. And just that, it's not all right. Like, I'm going to go work out. I'm like, I can tell you're not right. There's Tina who is 100% right. And then there's every other Tina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Don't take it.
Because like the other morning.
It's me. Because I should just be like, whatever. It's her problem. That's hard for me. It's hard for me. So I want you to be happy. I want you to be bouncy and jolly. And when you're not like that, I no longer think it's always my fault.
Yeah.
I've gotten beyond that. But yeah, that there's, I get anxious about
when you,
that.
When you're out of sorts, it makes me anxious too. And you're rarely, out of sorts.
That's twice a year.
But like the
maybe.
Other morning and when you woke up and you're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. Fine. You're like, really? Something's wrong. What's up? And I go, no, really? I'm okay. I'm okay.
And there was still something happening. Scout's honor. Hey. Jinx. So that's it.
Yeah.
But
I thought you were going to go when you go.
No, that's, I don't get anxious when I'm in a different room and you go.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing my gun. I'm grabbing my first aid kit. I have no idea what's happening. Blood clotting gauze. I'm like, what has just happened to her? What has happened? Usually it's someone else. So this is not an anxious thing, but you'll be reading your phone like, oh no. and then I'll say, what? And you will not answer me. What? You made an audible cue and it's someone else's issue that's happening. But it's just, oh no. I'm like, oh, what? And you will take forever to tell me what it is.
Because I'm so immersed in what I'm doing.
It's been 9 years. I know you a little bit now.
But you know, my whole control thing, I have gotten so much better. Yes. Where I always felt like I needed to control. But you know what? I don't control it.
You've gotten much, much better. God controls it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's brought me so much freedom and so much peace.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy birthday
for
tomorrow.
Thank you, my love.
It's going to be a great day. You have no idea how great it's going to be.
Oh, I love you.
I love you so much.
I know you do.
Meet here next week.
I'll be here.
All right, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye.
Keeper.